Among the texts, probably not what you want to hear, but Al Travis has a very good show. He's right at center, which is a nice counterbalance to CCO. This person obviously doesn't listen enough, because if this person doesn't think I'm a centrist, you're not paying attention. So I haven't heard of this individual, but if he's good, fantastic. Bravo. Jack Bogut, KDKA, Pittsburgh. Sutra is the king of the podcast, but Chad is my go-to on radio. I hate day games. Speak for yourself. This show is a fan of those day games. And who's in charge of Odyssey right now?
David Field.
David Field. I don't care if it's David Soul from the heaven above. Keep the damn Twins. We want to keep the Twins. We should keep the Twins. The Twins and CCO Radio are a great fit. Some of our competitors, including my former station, which I only have fond feelings for, they're trying to close the deal. As a side, slight part of the deal, we don't mind getting an occasional day off.
You know what? Why make it occasional? Have you, Target Field is beautiful in the evening. Have you seen it during the day? Especially, you know, during the week, Monday through Friday. Yeah. It's really beautiful.
All day games?
I think the Twins should really push for day games. You play the evening games. Saturday, Sunday.
I don't want to get fired. What do you know?
No one said you're getting fired. They'll be playing out of town games.
I think we might need to do a few more shows.
You might.
The KQ Morning Show and Garage Logic. A number of people loving. Hey, Garage Logic has had a phenomenal run. KQ with Tom. Yes. Bernard, without a doubt, nothing close, the most dominant radio show in the history of this town.
I had to sneak listen to Tom when I was young.
Yeah.
He was forbade in my house from my mother.
And by the way, Tom has a podcast with Hubbard right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've not heard a second of the new KQ Morning Show. I'm not besmirching it in any way. It might be great. I haven't heard it. La-di-da, that's when I work. That's when I'm doing the show. Prep for this show. So I don't hear a lot of morning radio. It's no criticism. That's just when I'm annoying you and calling you and things like that. You know? Let's see. Brittany and Kendall on My Talk. Okay, I don't know.
It's the new Afternoon Drive Divas.
Okay. So
the new Lori and Julia.
That's right. Okay. I've not heard them yet. I'm sure I will. Lori and Julia. What a bleeping run for them. I don't know if I've ever met either one. We got Dan Seaman as our conduit. Dan is my great, great friend. He used to be my boss. I call him Patches because even though we were such great friends, he'd want to negotiate over $5. So he 900 days of the contract, we'd be great friends. All of a sudden he'd show up with his Northern Minnesota jacket with patches on and be like, are we doing this again?
Here we go.
You know, here we go. But the Seaman is as good as it gets in radio. You know, for me, I think about, obviously, Joe and Pat were a serious influence. I mean, Patrick Royce is my biggest influence in media, and nobody's close. It just is. Again, love my father. I miss my father. My approach is way closer to Patrick than it is my father, and I'm not imitating anybody. I was a sarcastic smart aleck when I was probably 2 days old. Right?
So that liked you.
So what a shock that Patrick. But pre-Suchi Boy and Royce, they used to have on KSDP, God, is this in the 70s? I think it's in the 70s. They used to have different writers host once a week, like Sports Talk at Night.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure Patrick, for sure Joe, I think like Dan Stone King might have. Like, I never wanted to be a talk show host. Never. I wanted to call play-by-play, and I wanted to call, and then I wanted to cover politics. That's what I wanted to do. And when I went to ASU because, number one, I wanted to get away from here. And number 1A was there's a great journalism school. As all the crap ASU gets, and a lot of it's justified, the Cronkite School of Journalism is very, very good. And I'd had the jobs, you know, around the country. And when I got the call from the Wolves about possibly joining them, I was also told, it'd be a good fit to join their flagship station. And I knew what was going on because I was in lacrosse, but it was like WGUI. Like, why would I do that? Because I didn't aspire to do a talk show. I wanted to call games, right? I mean, and again, calling games is my favorite job ever. But I told this before, I met with Mick, and God knows if, what would happen if I wouldn't have met Mick. But I met Mick, and for 3 hours, Mick talked about himself for 2 hours and 57 minutes. I met three buddies afterwards who were convinced I would never come back because I said, I'm going to school. I'm never coming back here, right? Because my father wanted to do so, totally different from – I never wanted to be here ever, ever, right? Lucky enough, I was offered a job a few times here, and I said no right away, including replacing Cannon, you know? But circumstances change. I remember after I met my buddies, they're like, well, how was the job? I don't know, but I know everything that this Mick Anselmo guy has ever done, you know? So, okay, you and radio, what do you think of when you think of radio?
Well, I do think of CCO because it was typical house. It was on in the kitchen. The kitchen radio was not to turn from WCCO. So,
sure.
You know, it was Boone and Erickson, then Dave Lee in the mornings, and then evenings, Cannon would be on in the, you know, when we were eating dinner. And my mom, if I remember right, and I'm pretty sure on this, she did not like the Cannon mess.
Really?
She did not care for the show that much, but you didn't change the radio. And they did that Point of Loss segment, which was fun me and my brother as kids. We'd all listen to it.
Oh,
what's the answer going to be? What's
Charlie,
the answer?
So, Charlie Boone.
Yes. So that was always on during dinner time. We did that. And, you know, I listened to a lot of John Hines in the K-102 days. Certainly loved that morning show when I was deep into country music as a kid. Listened to Hinesy a lot.
Oh, yeah. And a great human.
Yes, 100%. And like I said, sneak listening to KQ because I knew that my dad liked the KQ morning show, but my mom would not listen to it because it was a little bit objectionable for a young Dave Harrigan. So, you know, I had the radio in my room. Yeah, turned on, you know, put the headphones on, the Walkman headset. And. Oh, yeah.
When Bernard emerged in the 80s, including with our late great friend Dan Culhane, changed radio.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely changed, just like Boone and Erickson changed radio here decades before. All right, let's get Jason in the mix. Keep the text coming. When you think of radio, either now or in the past, what comes to mind? It's National Radio Day, 651-461-9226. All right, radio, Steve Gorman is the name who's taken over for Tom. I haven't heard. I wish him the best. Lee Volsvik, you must know Lee, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lee's one of the great human beings of all time.
She's amazing.
Jesse, one text loves you, one text hates you. I mean, that's be memorable.
Right.
That's
it's
the whole
right.
point. Heinz and Berglund, Mike and Mike.
Oh, yeah.
The Power Trip, American Top 40. I suppose American Top 40 when it first was out. Do we still have American Top 40?
Yeah.
Does Seacrest still
does it,
do that?
I think.
Okay, how about for you? Because you're a radio guy.
Right.
When you think of radio growing up, what comes to mind?
So I was, it was all talk for me, other than good morning shows, but like WGN in Chicago.
Sure.
News radio. I remember listening to Blackhawks games on a boombox in my bedroom. and Kevin Matthews, a comedian who did talk on FM.
He was very funny.
Loved it.
All right, we might continue this little canopy, and then Jason's going to take you home and later the Twins by 8 o'clock pregame.